Well, how are y'all doing this evening? That's good. Praise the Lord. Glad y'all are here, and welcome those of us online. If you would, stand if you can. We're going to start out by singing, "We Have Come Into His House."
We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship him. We have come into his house and gathered in his name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. So forget about yourself and concentrate on him and worship him. About yourself and concentrate on him and worship Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord. Worship him, Jesus Christ the Lord.
Amen.
Change my heart, oh God, make it ever true. Change my heart, oh God, may I be like you. Change my heart, oh you.
I'm pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane that I have found, Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to live above the world, though Satan's darts at me are hurled, for faith has caught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand, by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost height and catch a gleam of glory bright, but still I'll pray till heaven I found. Lord, lead me on to higher ground. Lord, lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane that I have found. Lord, plant my feet on higher ground. Amen. Anybody have a pick of him this evening? A tune you've been thinking of or a lyric? Never grow old. That's a good one. I'm going to have to turn the TV on for that one because I don't remember that that's in the hymnal. But I'll look and I guess it'll be up here momentarily. Okay, it's not in the book. All righty. Where we'll never grow old. All righty. Yeah. Okay, let me see if I can remember this one. I have heard of land on the faraway strand, this a beautiful home of the soul, built by Jesus on high. There we never shall die, this the land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, never grow old, in the land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, never grow old, in the land where we'll never grow old. When our work here is done, and the life's crown is won, and our troubles and trials are o'er, all our sorrow will end, and our voices will blend with the loved ones who've gone on before. Never grow old, never grow old, in the land where we'll never grow old. Never grow old, never grow old, in the land where we'll never grow old. Amen. Praise the Lord. Any others? 548? All righty. As the deer on 548. That's a good one. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. You're my friend, and you are my brother, even though you are a king. I love you more than any other, so much more than anything. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. I want you more than gold or silver, only you can satisfy. You alone are the real joy giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee. Amen. Oh, any others? Jesus paid it all. That's a good one. Amen. Jesus paid it all. 305. I hear the Savior say, thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper's spots and melt the heart of stone. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. For nothing good have I, whereby thy grace to claim. All wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat, Jesus paid it all to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, he washed it white as snow. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. An off the camera announcement that Singspiration is coming up. There's a sign up sheet in the foyer.
Every fifth Sunday, man. It's on. Fifth Sunday. All right, let's see here. We're doing praises. Let's give our visitors a round of applause. We got visitors tonight. That's
welcome.
Good.
We welcome James. Another yeah. James.
James, that's right.
How you doing, James?
And we got some more visitors over here.
And they've came back.
All right. We got a praise there?
Yes. I'd just like to praise the Lord that last night my younger sister's celebration of life went really well.
Amen.
Pastor Lee brought a really good message to those that may not know Christ, that this is the time for them to step forward and accept him as their Lord and Savior if they want to see her in heaven.
Yeah, amen.
And then later, I was talking to my one nephew, and because I asked his little daughter if he wanted to come to church, and as we're talking, he said he's never been, they've never been to a church before, all of his life growing up, never been to the church, so he didn't know what to do.
Yeah,
and he said we thought about coming here, mm-hmm. but the son and daughter have friends at the one church on 1488 down there close to Tanama Road. It's on the, pastor there is a coach at the baseball fields, and so they know a lot of kids there. And I said, well, that's the place you want to be, the kids feel comfortable with other kids their own age.
Yeah, amen.
And I said, if it doesn't work out, if he's not preaching the word, then start looking for another place.
Yeah, there you go. Amen. All right. Very good.
Church. Praises. Jennifer's got to praise. Amen.
I praise God that I have a well. And, Pastor, you have not been praying for rain like you were.
Yeah, we're going to pray for rain tonight.
And so
it's just been 30 days since we've had any. Seems like it. Pray for.
Don't even say it.
Pray for rain. Amen. We need a drought. We need a drought busting rain now. Big, big rain.
Yeah. Praise the Lord for that tomball night.
Yeah.
We did have a good time helping the teachers out and, you know, handing some Bibles out, some tracts and some rulers and some fans and some water. So we were out there.
How many bottles of water did we give out?
300, yeah.
300 bottles of water.
And they were people still coming for water. We didn't have no water. They did. Oh, man, you got no water.
Yeah. Yeah, amen. People were using them.
Oh, Jennifer, she worked her tail off, boy. She worked. She's a go-getter.
All right,
give Jennifer a lot of that. Yeah,
amen. All right. What else? Other praises? Anybody else? All right, Loopy.
Just praise the Lord that I had spend some good time with my son and just good fellowship on our trip and just got to talk about the Lord a lot and more than I thought. And so that was a blessing. And we made it back safe and
y'all
just had a good time
fish?
With family. We caught a couple sharks, some kind of catfishes.
What? Hammerhead?
Yeah.
What'd y'all do with the ones
that he threw back. He let them go.
And it
caused stingray, which he then proceeded to cut the barb
off
of it. Yeah, take it off.
Yeah.
And then he unhooked them and put them back in there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then, so we caught some crabs, and he barbecued me some crabs, which is the first time I ever had that.
Huh.
So it was really cool. Yeah.
Well, I'll be, man.
Yeah, it was a good trip. Yeah.
That sounds great. All right, Luke.
You don't have enough crab to share.
Is it blue crab? Is it blue crab that they're catching? Were y'all just fishing off his dock or? Oh, wow. So just surf fishing?
Yeah. Audrey and Chad and their two kids came with us. They spent the night with us out there. So
is he looking for a boat? I got one. Yeah, it's a parts motor.
I don't know about it.
Tell him I'll make him a deal he cannot refuse. He needs a motor? Yeah. All right. Well, tell me to.
Oh, wow.
Tell me to be here when he's ready.
Oh, Brother Levy, praise the Lord for all them visitors we had today.
Amen.
We had them going today. We had, I don't know, about 12 young people going to Children's Church. And
yeah, it was a good service today. We praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's the most we've had in here in a while, ain't it, Ron? Amen.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
We got praise over here.
All right.
There you go.
Thank you.
I just want to praise the Lord for this moment in time, just to have fellowship and be able to worship Jesus our Savior and just
Amen.
The ability to just thank Him
Amen.
For every waking moment.
There you go.
Amen.
There you go. Very good. All right. Yes, ma'am.
My mind went blank as soon as I grabbed the microphone. I just want to praise the Lord for His direction. Because there's a lot of confusion, and it's easy to get disorientated and just straight up distracted in this kind in this just in today's world. And
right.
So, I just praise Him for the quiet moments where we can actually hear Him and hear His guidance and His wisdom. And I just praise Him for that, because if it was up to me, I mean, I would probably just be somewhere lost in the darkness trying to find my way. But fortunately, He tells us His word is a lamp to our feet and keeps us on that path. So just praise Him for that. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We thank you for that.
All right, Frank. Yeah, amen, Frank. Way to go. All right, prayer needs. Anything online? All right, we got rain. What you got there, Jeremiah?
From James and Becky Woods, a family from Houston, Victoria, and Corpus have COVID.
Oh, yeah, it's going around again.
Whoa, man. I tell you, James and Becky hang around that COVID. They need to get out of there.
They don't have COVID, do they?
No, I don't.
I don't know. Becky posted. It says Becky James family from Houston, Victoria, and Corpus have COVID.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Wow.
So,
man, pray for them. They haven't been here in a while. I wonder why.
Right. Folks with COVID.
Here you go. They like to hear you. That's the way they do. We got the online.
All right. Praying.
Okay.
Praying for Nana.
Sorry. So I want to pray for my Nana. She's been in ministry for 40-plus years. She's struggling with dementia right now, and her husband is in the hospital right now because he had some blood clots and salmonella poisoning. And okay. So they just really are in need of your prayers right now.
And what are their names?
Rebecca and Larry Henson.
Rebecca.
Thank you.
And Larry Henson. Got it. All right. Other prayer needs? I think.
Okay.
All right, Ms. Jennifer.
Compared to people, this is probably not very important, but a disreputable person sold us some sick chickens.
Oh, yeah.
And.
Sick chickens.
We bought three. Two of them have already died. Now one of our healthy chickens is dead, and our rooster is sick.
Uh-oh.
And we've taken it to the vet, you know, taken one of them to the vet, and they're trying to figure out if we need to kill our entire flock.
Okay.
So.
Sick chickens.
And I'm not sure. I'm asking for God's guidance what to do about that person, because I think she knew.
Huh.
I think she picked out sick chickens for us specifically because we told her we're new, and being autistic, I'm not really good about being able to tell if people
right.
are.
Right, so. Right, right. Yeah.
Okay. So.
Amen. We'll pray for that. What you got, Jeremiah, in the back?
Becky qualified. She says, no, they don't have COVID. They've been staying home with their 92-year-old mom.
Oh, okay. That's right. All right. Wow. But there are folks with COVID. All right, so James and Becky Woods are good. All right. Prayer needs over here, Miss Vicki, Lukey. And Becky.
I want to continue lifting up Robert and Colin in prayer for salvation. I wanted to give a report on my daughter, Christina. She did make it in to the doctor, and lo and behold, they were going to look like they were going to have problems with that insurance, but then last minute, everything went through. They were able to do her testing there, but then told her to really figure this out. You need to get screening done, and you have to give your referral and da da da. And she was like freaking out because she needed to, you know, she needed to take care of it now. And so she just walked out of the door. She said of that doctor's office, and across the street was some kind of family care place. I don't know if it was a government place or what, but she goes, you know, let me just go try. You never know. So she walked over there. And told him what her need was, and the lady that did the screening was going to leave in 30 minutes, so they didn't think they could do it, but they said, you know, let me go check it out, and let's look at your insurance. Anyway, that they ended up accepting her insurance, and the lady, before she left, did her screening, got all the results and everything from that, or got it all done. She's going to get the results, but God just took care of it all.
Amen.
And I say, Christina, we Target prayed for you. Brother Lee prayed for you two weeks in a row.
Yeah.
And she goes, she was so excited. I almost wanted, she told me this a few days ago. That was a praise. I was supposed to tell you that. But she, and I said, I almost wanted her, said, you need to call Brother Lee and tell him this. Because I'm like, she says, that never happens. It couldn't have happened just like that in that order. And, you know, doctors take forever and
right.
referrals and everything. But she got it all. And
right.
so it's just a blessing. But do continue to pray for her, because now we're waiting on the results of that testing, and just, you know, that God would be with her.
Amen.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Vicki. Miss Vicky's got one.
Hold on, Miss Vicki. I'm coming, man. I'm getting a little older every day. I'm running.
There you go. Once again, for Kinsey's kids, forgot their names, my grandkids, Justin and Kinsey. And Sharon and Chuck has took two of the grandkids back to Brian today, so that's why they're not here.
Okay.
And I want to pray for a roofer to come help me with my roof. My insurance company declined because they said the tree didn't go through the roof.
Huh.
So Just those are my prayers.
All right. So Kenzie's kids, what are we praying? What's a specific
request? John and Molly came down and visited with Mama this weekend, and they had to take them back.
Okay. Those with addictions.
Amen.
That's Steve.
Pray for school starting.
Amen. Stevie. Paul. Who else?
Need to pray for Mom. We're taking her to see her pulmonologist tomorrow. So hopefully we can get some information about what's going on.
How you feeling, Miss Vicki?
Pretty good, up and down.
Pretty good, up and down.
All right, Steve, Stevie, Paul, who else, James?
We got Steve, Steve.
Yep.
And Stevie Fountains,
yep,
are last name.
Yep, got it.
And Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And
Kenzie.
Yes. What's a... What's this Terry's son's name? Did you got him?
That's it, Terry's son's name.
Thank you, sir.
I can't remember.
And Kevin, and he's doing well. But just keep him on prayer list. You know, I just going to keep on praying for these young men because I'm not going to give up, and I know the Lord ain't going to give up, but I want him to hear us. So if anybody has anybody that's on any drug problems, let's pray for them anytime.
Yeah, by name.
Amen. Yeah.
You got another one back there, Jeremiah?
Yeah, for school starting and pray for Fred and Ann Redmond.
Amen.
School starting. And Fred and Ann. Okay.
Brother Lee, I just wanted to say one more thing. If we could pray for Stormy and her husband. So, Stormy is the lady that had moved in with Jackie because they had family problems anyway. So her and her husband have moved back in together, and the kids, anyway, they were all here in church today.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that was the family, that was one of the families that was here, and she's saying she's trying to get them to come back to church. And so she told me this yesterday, and she brought the kids. I got one of them for Sunday school, and so she wants to start bringing them. But she says that, so just let's keep them in prayer.
Yeah.
Her name is, we call her Stormy, but her name is Lynn Wiseman. So it's Mr. Wiseman. I'm not sure what his first name
is. Okay, so Mr. Wiseman is not wanting to come to church?
No, he is. He was here this morning.
Oh, he was here this morning.
Yes. That was the family that we had been praying for that had the problems, remember?
Yeah.
And the Lord brought him to church.
Amen.
So God is good.
Amen. Huh?
She wants to add a praise.
I want to add a praise. Just that the Texas grid is holding up this year. So praise God for the electricity.
Amen. Yeah, we always praise the Lord for AC, man. AC and electricity. All right. Anything else? All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight, Lord, and we thank you that we can gather in your name. We thank you, Lord, for these that you've drawn out on a Sunday night. And, Lord, we praise you and thank you that we can have church on Sunday night, Lord, and come back together and sing some more praise songs and, Lord, have some prayer and hear a little bit of Bible study, Lord. We just praise you and thank you for the opportunity. Lord, we are thankful for the sound of that AC whizzing and whirling through the building, Lord, and the fact that we're comfortable enough that we can hear and try to apply the word to our heart. Our hearts go out to those that are in the community, Lord, without AC, without electricity, without running water, people that are really struggling right now, Lord. We just lift them up to you. We pray you help them make a way, and, Lord, you just help them get in a situation where they can do better for themselves and do better for their families. So, Lord, we just lift that situation up to you. Lord, we are thankful and we give you praise for Lorna's celebration of life. We know that absent from the body is to be present with you, and we hold to that truth and to that fact. And those of us in Christ will see Lorna again one day. be part of the heavenly choir together. So, Lord, we just are thankful for her life again, and we're thankful for the help that you're giving her kids and her siblings and her family, Lord, and just continue to help them as they go through the grieving process. Lord, we praise you for running water when you're off the grid. You got a well, Lord. We thank you for that. Give you praise and glory for that. We are thankful for the sowing of gospel seed and church seed, Lord, and just getting the name out at Tomball Night and just trying to be a good neighbor to our community, give some free water. And, Lord, just let people know that there's a church that cares enough to go be in 100-degree temperature and be around them. And so, Lord, they may not agree with us and may not like us, but we love them, and we're going to continue to be in the midst of them and try to draw some of them to Jesus. Lord, we give you praise and glory for Lupe's time with her son and some kind of life discussions and spiritual discussions that they were able to have. We just give you praise, glory, and honor for that. Lord, we are so blessed and thankful for the visitors. And Lord, that's just a testimony of the congregation's prayer to want to grow. And Lord, just seeking after your face and praying to you, Lord. You want to answer our prayer. Lord, you want to see people saved. And so it just takes a willing people that are ready to connect with you, Lord, and just see what you're going to do with them. So God, we're thankful for this church praying for visitors. And Lord, we're thankful for you answering those prayers. Lord, we praise you for this time of fellowship and this time of worship. And Lord, we praise you for direction and how you lead, guide, and direct us. And Lord, as we think about these requests tonight, we do continue to pray for rain. And Lord, what a great miracle of God it would be if this high-pressure heat dome began to break up sooner than expected. And those sea breeze showers began to blow in from the Gulf. And Lord, this old dry parched land would begin to be watered again. Lord, we pray that that might happen. Lord, we pray that your sovereign hand would help us. Lord, we pray we not get to a situation like we were in 2013 and parts of this place were on fire and burning and smoke everywhere. And so, Lord, we just pray there'd be some water come this way, some rain. Lord, we'd even take a real light tropical storm. So, Lord, whatever we need, we pray that you just give it to us, bless us with it. And, Lord, we would in turn give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for it. Lord, we lift up these folks with the COVID that are struggling, and James and Becky letting us know about them. Lord, that COVID is beginning to kind of ping-pong around again. And so, Lord, we pray a hedge of protection around this church and around our members. But, Lord, we pray for these folks that have contracted it again, got that virus, body's trying to work through it. We pray, Lord, that they would have super antibodies after this deal and not have to mess with it much any longer as they go further down the road. So, Lord, just help them get over it. Help them stay out of the hospital. And, Lord, we pray you bring healing to their bodies. Lord, we think about Rebecca and Larry Henson, Lord, and we pray for Rebecca with her dementia and Larry with his issues, his health issues. We pray you might touch their bodies, Lord, bring healing to them. Lord, we pray for Rebecca that you would give her moments of recognition. You would give her moments of just knowing where she's at, who she is, and who she's with. And, Lord, we just pray for some good memories there. Lord, we pray that you would help her with any agitation, Lord, or just being upset or just confused. Lord, we just pray you help her. And then, Jennifer, we're praying for this issue with her animal husbandry there with the chickens, Lord. We pray that you would work all that out. And, Lord, in the midst of what's gone on as new owners and folks trying to get into the chicken business, Lord, we just pray that you might lead, guide, and direct Jennifer and John to some reputable people that would help them. And not try to pass off problems to them, Lord. So we just lift that situation up to you. We continue to pray for Robert and Colin, Lord. We pray for their salvation. We pray that you might just get them to a point in their life where they have to they have to make a decision about the gospel. And Lord, we pray that they'd make the right decision. We pray your Holy Spirit would bring conviction upon them. And that, Lord, a conviction that they wouldn't be able to turn away from. So, Lord, we're continuing to pray for them and praying that they be saved. And then, Lord, we lift up Christina and these issues that she's got with her health. We're thankful that you're working these details out of her getting diagnosed and getting tested. And now, Lord, we just pray for results that would reveal what the treatment plan's going to be. Or, Lord, you just heal her up and make her well in the midst of everything that's going on. So, Lord, either way, we just lift Christina up to you and just pray that you help her. Lord, we pray for Kenzie's kids as they've gotten to visit with their mom, and now they've gotten to go back and have that separation. And so, Lord, we just pray for calm hearts, and we pray for grace in that situation. We just pray for peace that passes all understanding in that deal, Lord. And then we lift up Miss Bicky, her situation with her roof. Lord, we pray that you might put her in contact with somebody that might be able to help her and give her a sweet deal on getting that roof fixed. So, Lord, we lift that up to you tonight. Lord, we pray for those that are struggling with addiction. Lord, we pray for them by name, and we lift up Steve and Stevie, and we pray for Paul, and we lift up Kenzie and Kevin. And Lord, we pray that you, these guys and gals that are having some victory, Lord, we pray that they would continue on, and Lord, they wouldn't backslide, they wouldn't go back to the bottle, wouldn't go back to the drugs, Lord. We pray that you just help them continue on and go forward one day at a time, sometimes, Lord, 1 hour at a time. Lord, we pray you just give them strength. Lord, I always pray that they find a support group, that they find an accountability partner, they find a sponsor, somebody that can hold them accountable and just hold their feet to the fire when it comes to their sobriety. So, Lord, we pray that you continue to work in their lives and help them get through this. We lift up Miss Bicky to you, and we're praying for this pulmonologist appointment, Lord, that you would give some wisdom and just give some discernment and give some information about what's going on with her. And then, Lord, as we think about those in the congregation that have unspoken prayer requests, at this time, Lord, they just might want to lift those up to you, and we're thankful that you hear us. We're thankful, Lord, that you're for us. And, Lord, we're just thankful that you want to help us. So, Lord, we just lift these things up to you. They're burdensome sometimes, Lord, but we know we have a God that makes intercession on our behalf, and we don't really know how to pray for it any longer. We don't know really how to carry it any longer, Lord. So give us the want to, give us the will. Help us with our unbelief, Lord, when we think about these unspokens and how big they seem to us sometimes, Lord. Just help us get our mind right and get our focus right on you when we're dealing with these things. Lord, we pray for this school start, and it's getting ready, and some districts have already gone back, and some districts are starting tomorrow, and there's a whole bunch of them starting in a week from tomorrow, Lord. So we just pray for safety for these kids going back. We pray for these educators, those that are Christian and saved, Lord. We pray you help them have a witness, Lord, be a Christian testimony. We pray for our school next door. We're praying for a safe year. We're praying for a good year, Lord. We're praying for a blessed year. We're praying that you'd use that school to sow some gospel seed in the hearts of those kids, and that there would be a great harvest of souls one day, Lord. So we just praying that the Word of God would go forth and would accomplish the purpose for which it was sent over there. Lord, we continue to pray for Fred and Ann. And Lord, we're praying for Fred, and pray that he doesn't have any more mini strokes or any more health issues. Just pray for Ann, Lord, as she takes care of him. Watch over their home. Be with them and help them. And then, Lord, we're thankful for Stormy and her husband and their children here today. We pray that would be Lord, this would be the church for them. And they'd continue to come back. But, Lord, if it's not this church, we pray they'd find a Bible-preaching, Jesus-loving church somewhere. And they would get involved in it. They'd bring those kids up in the way they should go. So, Lord, we just pray for them. We're thankful for their attendance here today. And, Lord, it would be our desire that they would continue to be with us and worship with us and even become a part of us one day. But, Lord, we pray for them. Help them as they seek to do what's right and come and worship and bring glory and honor to your name. Lord, we lift up those that are struggling with cancer. We pray for Ronnie Holman, Lord, and we pray you might set him free, deliver him. Lord, take that cancer away from him. We lift up, Ronnie Vaculik to you tonight. We pray for his health, Lord, from his feet all the way to his ears. And, Lord, those issues with his pancreas that he struggles with and just all the things he's got on him, Lord, we pray you'd touch his body, give him health, help him rest tonight, and just be ready to go this coming week. Lord, we lift up so many of those that we know of that are struggling with their physical health. Lord, we pray for them and pray you touch them and you help them. Lord, thank you for loving us tonight. Thank you for your grace. We thank you for our salvation. Thank you for your word as we try to get into it tonight. It's in your name we pray and God's people said. Amen. Amen. All right, well, let's try to get some of this introduced tonight. We're in Leviticus chapter 19. Those of you visiting with us on Sunday night, and if you come back on a Wednesday night, we do kind of Old Testament stuff on Sunday p.m. and Wednesday, okay? And then, you know, the whole deal on that is preaching and teaching the full counsel of God, right? Amen. And so, you know, if we just get what Pastor Lee's favorites are, then, you know, we'd be stunted. We won't be a grown-up Christian. So we can't just do my 50 favorites or my 75 favorites or whatever that is. We got to do all the counsel of God, which is hard. It's not easy. But we are working our way through the book of Leviticus. And so, the book of Leviticus, I've never heard a message preached on Leviticus. Well, I get it. And before we started going through this series on the book of Leviticus, I've not preached it either. So, kind of new for everybody. But we're in Leviticus chapter 19. We've been working our way through it. And Wednesday night and Sunday night is kind of a teaching time. I would encourage you visitors, if you can come back on Sunday morning, you will be blessed. The church is friendly. People love visitors. They love seeing people come through the doors. And we do our best to bring a message that honors Christ and give people an opportunity to get saved on Sunday morning. Amen? All right, so Leviticus chapter 19, we're in verse 1, and we'll begin reading some of this here this evening. And we won't be able to read all 37 verses tonight, but let's just take a run at it, and we'll see if we can get some of this done. It says, "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying," those of you with us online, I haven't forgot you. Good to see you tonight. Amen. Leviticus 19, verse 1, and online, folks, that's where we're at, Leviticus 19, 1. "Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to all the congregation of the sons of Israel, and say to them, you shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. Every one of you shall reverence his mother and his father, and you shall keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord your God. Do not turn to idols or make for yourselves molten gods. I am the Lord your God. And when you offer a sacrifice of peace offerings to the Lord, you shall offer it so that you may be accepted. It shall be eaten the same day you offer it and the next day, but what remains until the third day shall be burned with fire. So if it is eaten at all on the third day, it is an offense. It will not be accepted. Everyone who eats it will bear his iniquity, for he has profaned the holy thing of the Lord, and that person shall be cut off from his people." Let's take these sundry laws. Verse 9. "Now when you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very corners of your field, nor shall you gather the gleanings of your harvest. Nor shall you glean your vineyard, nor shall you gather the fallen fruit of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the needy and the stranger. I am the Lord your God. You shall not steal, nor deal falsely, nor lie to one another. You shall not swear falsely by my name so as to profane the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not oppress your neighbor, nor rob him. The wages of a hired man are not to remain with you all night until morning. You shall not curse a deaf man, nor place a stumbling block before the blind, but you shall revere your God. I am the Lord. You shall do no injustice in judgment. You shall not be partial to the poor, nor defer to the great, but you are to judge your neighbor fairly. You shall not go about as a slanderer among your people, and you are not to act against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. You shall not hate your fellow countryman in your heart. You may surely reprove your neighbor, but shall not incur sin because of him. You shall not take vengeance nor bear any grudge against the sons of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. You heard that before, huh? Yeah. I am the Lord. All right, we'll just read a couple more verses here. You are to keep my statutes. You shall not breed together two kinds of your cattle. You shall not sow your field with two kinds of seed, nor wear a garment upon you of two kinds of material mixed together. Now, if a man lies carnally with a woman who is a slave acquired for another man, but who has in no way been redeemed nor given her freedom, there shall be punishment. They shall not, however, be put to death because she was not free. He shall bring his guilt offering to the Lord, to the doorway of the tent of meeting, a ram for a guilt offering. The priest shall also make atonement for him with the ram and the guilt offering before the Lord for his sin which he has committed, and the sin which he has committed will be forgiven him. So we'll end it there. We've got 23 through 37. We'll try to do that, read that passage next time. Tonight we're just introducing the chapter, trying to set some context. So what are we talking about, preacher? We're talking about Leviticus chapter 19. What's the point? Leviticus chapter 19 provides us with an exposition on the practice of holiness. Everybody say that word, holiness. All right? The holiness of God is thus revealed in relationship to the redemption of Israel out of Egypt. Consequently, as we go through this, it's not until after the Exodus that God calls upon his people to live holy lives. The Mosaic Covenant is established so that Israel would be a holy nation, per Exodus 19:6. Now, there are hints of how holiness is to be practiced by the people of God earlier in the Pentateuch, earlier in the first five books of the Bible, but it's not until the 19th chapter, where we're at right here, right now, it's not until the 19th chapter of the book of Leviticus that holiness is defined in great detail. Now, likewise, Leviticus chapter 19, it is a crucial chapter for Christians. This is a crucial chapter for us, as well as for the ancient Israelites, for a variety of reasons. What are those reasons? I'm going to give them to you. Reason number one, or first reason, it is important because of the distorted perceptions of holiness. Holiness, it is a term which is used more than it is understood, I'm afraid. Right? It's one thing for holiness not to be understood, but it is even worse that it is misunderstood. Now, there are many misconceptions in Christian circles as to what holiness really is. And we'll get to some of that as we go through that. Second reason, we're talking about some important reasons why this is crucial for Christians and crucial for Israelites and ancient Israel. Second, Leviticus 19 is vitally important because of the desperate need for the practice of holiness. Now, as badly as holiness is misunderstood by Christians, it is practiced even more pathetically. Would you agree? Yeah? As badly as holiness is misunderstood by Christians, it is practiced even more pathetically. Holy living is something which is not characteristic of the last days. You believe we're in them? I think we might be. 2 Timothy chapter 3. And it surely is not characteristic of Christianity in our own days as well, right? You kind of peruse the landscape and figure that out. Now, thirdly, talking about reasons why this is a crucial chapter for us, many sincere Christians have gone astray seeking an unholy holiness, an unholy holiness. Many Christians who've been sidetracked into one of the cults have pursued a false conception of holiness. listen to me. People generally do not join a cult in order to forsake holiness, but to attain it, right? And so they get off, they twist off with some group that takes a little bit of truth over here, and they twist that truth into some kind of abomination of religion. And it normally just enslaves people. It's awful. There's a form of legalism to it. It's just really kind of gross when you get down into the middle of it. Fourthly, Leviticus 19 is important to us because of the prominence of its teaching in the New Testament. Now, both our Lord, Matthew chapter 5, verse 43, Matthew 19, 19, Matthew 22, 39, Mark 12, 31, Mark 12, 33, Luke 10, 27, and the apostles, both our Lord and the apostles. Our apostles in Romans 13, 9 speak of this. Galatians 5, 14 speak of this. James 2, 8 speak of this. You know this passage, 1 Peter chapter 1, 16. Our Lord and the apostles make a great deal of the two great commandments which are given here. You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am... Yeah, Leviticus 19, 2. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Leviticus 19, 18. So we must approach this chapter with these things in mind. Chapter 19 is crucial for us. But there are several factors which might incline us to hastily conclude if we're not careful, if we don't stick with Pastor Lee through this, if we just kind of, man, we kind of halfway buy in. We don't buy in all the way. We will hastily conclude that this chapter is irrelevant to 20th century Christians or 20th century Christianity or 21st century Christians, 21st century Christianity. In the first place, there are some commands given here which are difficult to understand, even as they relate to the Israelite. Okay, we're going to look at some of those. Man, Pastor Lee, what do you think that means? I'm going to tell you. I think it means this. This commentator says that. This commentator over here says this. Well, what do you think? I don't know. Kind of above my pay grade. Kind of hard to understand, isn't it? Some of it will be hard to understand, right? Even as it applies to the Israelite. Secondly, there are some commands which are clearly inapplicable to New Testament saints. We'll come across some of that. And so the chapter has a clear structure, don't miss that, which is indicated by the recurring phrase in one form or another. Did you hear it as we read the verses we read? I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. I'm going to take you through this tonight, and then this will be our review when we get back to it the next time. Verses 1 and 2 is the introduction. Verses 2 through 10 are our religious duties. Be holy, verse 2. Honor parents and Sabbath, verse 3. No idolatry, verse 4. Verses 5 through 10, sacrifices and food. Then you got your next big section. Verses 11 through 18 talks about what? Being a good neighbor. Being a good neighbor. 11 and 12, verses 11 and 12, deal with honesty. 13 and 14, deal with no exploitation. Don't be exploiting your neighbor. Verses 15 and 16 talks about justice in court. Boy, don't we need that, amen? Justice in court. Verses 17 and 18 talk about what? Loving your neighbor, amen? And then 19 through 37, we didn't get all the way to 37, but we'll get there next time we get together. We'll read the second half of this chapter. 19 through 37, you can call miscellaneous duties. So 19 through 25, don't be mixing, breeding, right? 26 through 28, no pagan practices. Leave that pagan practice stuff alone. Verses 29 through 30, no sacred prostitution. Verse 31, no necromancy. Anybody know what necromancy is? Don't be talking to the dead, man. Verse 32, respect the old. Verses 33 through 34, love the alien. 35 and 36, fair trading. And then he closes his out, verse 37, with a closing exhortation. So our approach to this chapter will be to briefly overview the entire thing, noting the characteristics of the commands contained here for us, right? That's what we're going to do. Then we will concentrate on the two primary commands of the chapter, which are both reiterated and reinforced in the New Testament over and over again. Amen? So what do we find in the Old Testament? We find the New Testament in the Old Testament. That's what we find. Amen? So we will end it there. Amen, amen? Stop. Full stop. Full stop. Got it. All right, let's go to the Lord in prayer. We'll be dismissed. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you for tonight, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the truth of it. Lord, we praise you and thank you how you want to engraft the word into us and wash us with it. And Lord, you want to build us up with your word. And Lord, as we talked about this morning, you want to make us into the very image of Christ by your word. So Lord, we praise you and thank you for tonight. We thank you for this new chapter, Book of Leviticus. We get to unpack. We get to study it. We get to try to glean some application out of it. Get to see some connections with it, Lord, from the Old to the New Testament. Just get a better understanding of our theology and how you work. Lord, as we get more of your word in us, we get closer to you. We understand the different facets of who you are and what you do. And Lord, it brings us closer in our relationship with you. And it helps us. And so, Lord, we're thankful that we've been all helped tonight. And Lord, as we prayed this morning, we pray again, we'd take the word out of here. And we'd sow it highways and the byways. Thank you, Lord, that we've got a mouth and we've got strength. And we've got breath in our lungs that we can share with somebody this week about what it means to be loved by God, and what it means to be saved by Christ, and what it means to have victory. So Lord, help us. Help us sow those seeds. Help us get that word out. Give us safety as we depart this place. And Lord, we just pray you be with us this coming week. We love you and we praise you. It's in your name we pray, and God's people said, amen. All right. You're dismissed. Online folks, good to have you tonight. We'll see you soon.